Hello, my name is Marlene, and I'd like to welcome you to Vegan Nation. Vegan Nation is an informational program featuring vegan music, news, events, and interviews about the vegan evolution revolution happening worldwide, manifesting a paradigm of peace, health, freedom, wellness, and justice. The views of this program do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the station nor its management. Vegan Nation has been on air since 2015, and much thanks to all our listeners for tuning in to Vegan Nation. I am very honored and thrilled that we are joined by Kate Kunkel via Skype in Ecuador, and Kate has a massive amount of experience in the vegan world and also with brain health, and we'll be hearing all about that. Her story and her experiences in life are amazing, and I'm greatly honored. Welcome, Kate, and thank you very much for joining us on Vegan Nation.
I'm delighted to be joining you. Thank you so much for the invitation.
Thank you. So I'd like to start out by reading your bio and then hearing more from you about your life. Thank you, Kate. Kate Kunkel turned her mother's tragic illness and death from dementia into her mission in life. When she learned that this and most dementias were preventable, Kate expanded her healing work as a sound therapist and vegan nutritionist and became both an AMEN certified brain health professional and an Apollo Recode coach. Now, through personal coaching, group programs, and in her books, Kate helps people take action to remedy the mental and physical health issues that can threaten their ability to learn, remember, make good decisions, and enjoy life. She is also an international best-selling author of Don't Let the Memories Fade, a holistic guide to preventing dementia and creating a healthier, more vibrant future, and the Healthy Brain series, which includes The Vegan Brain and The Musical Brain. Wonderful, Kate. Thank you. And can you please tell us a little bit more about yourself?
As you read in the bio, I decided that in addition to my work as a music, a sound therapist, when mom got sick, and I was also diagnosed, when my mom was diagnosed with dementia, I happened to be diagnosed also with rheumatoid arthritis, and there were so many things going on in my life, and I felt terrible, and I was worried about her, and I just thought I have to do something else, so I dug into why these things would happen and learned that autoimmune disease is very intimately related and is, in fact, a risk factor for developing dementia. You know, I did dove in and tried to figure out what the heck was going on. There weren't a lot of resources at the time, 14 years ago. So I, you know, it's not like now with Dr. Amen's protocols and the Bredesen protocols. They were still sort of not so well known. And so I had to dig it out and work on myself. It was a little bit too late to help my mom because she was pretty far advanced by the time they diagnosed what was going on with her. And it turned out she also had cancer for the fourth time at that when she was diagnosed with dementia. So it was just this perfect storm of things going on. I was able to make her a little bit more comfortable for a while, but then, you know, she just went into this steady decline, which scared me half to death, of course. So I just dug in deeper in my own health and was able to reverse the autoimmune disease that was called rheumatoid arthritis. And I have not had a relapse at all since I conquered it about 10 years ago. I guess I feel that I had no more symptoms after that. And so my life, I just dug into this, and knowing the power of a whole foods vegan diet, which is what helped me, I just felt that I had to share that with the world the best way I knew how. And so I wrote Don't Let the Memory Fade, and then the next book was The Vegan Brain. And all of it, and my work as a health coach, it's all focused on helping people overcome pain, overcome autoimmune disease, and prevent the terrible scourge that is dementia. But in doing that, it also helps protect them against cancer and heart disease and so many other issues. So it's a big passion of mine to help people be healthier and happier, partly with diet, but of course with music.
Thank you, Kate. We're listening to Kate Kunkel. Her programs and books offer nutritional information, including important information about vitamin B12. I'd like to include this announcement here now. For diagnosis or treatment of any medical condition, and before you embark on this or any other program, consult your physician or other trusted health advisor. That's a quote from Kate's books. Now I'd like to hear a little bit more about your other experiences in life, including being a TV show host.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, well, I've always been a bit of a rebel, you know. My life has not followed the typical path by any stretch. And gosh, it's a long time ago, 2010 now. My former husband and I had a metaphysical store in Pahrump, Nevada. And we were selling, you know, books on alternative health and just all kinds of really interesting stuff. And it was a very small town. And my husband, who had experience in the television and radio industry, approached a local television station and said, we'd like to do a show to help promote the store and also just, you know, give you some more programming, because they were really, you know, they didn't have a lot of original programming. So they jumped at the chance. And so we started this tiny little show in this tiny little town. It was called Out There TV. And we just had people on talking about everything from chemtrails, from the food sources, from big pharma. We talked about ghosts and aliens. We just had a wonderful time. And we did that for 9 years. After the first year, though, that show grew to Las Vegas and to some places in Arizona. And then it moved. Actually, we went international. We were on the Sky Network in all across Europe. And we were in, like, I think 54 stations across the U.S. So it became this bigger than we could have ever imagined. And it was just a way for us to be able to talk to people with really interesting, not of the mainstream information. And I think that has also, it also colored my attitude towards my own health when I was diagnosed with rheumatoid arthritis, because I knew that big pharma wasn't going to help me. So I had to find another way. So that was Out There TV, and we did it for 9 years.
That's so important, too, to get the alternative information, since the mainstream is captured by the big corporations and the multi-billionaires and the whole agenda and system. And especially we see that happening today with the censored out of mainstream news, and we see that happening a lot for quite a while now. Yeah, especially starting in 2020. And what does being a vegan have to do with the spiritual side of the brain?
Well, think about it. When we are fed the products that come from animals that have been, and I say the word torture not lightly, I believe that they are, in many of them, poor things, experience torture most of their lives, exploitation and slaughter. That energy goes into those products. That has to have an impact. This is my personal opinion. I don't have scientific evidence to prove that. But when you think about it, the energy, everything is energy, right? Everything is vibrating. If the energy of the food that you're ingesting is negative and is vibrating at a very low frequency, that is going to affect you in many, many ways. Also, if you know that what you're eating has been treated well, but it's still murdered, you still are ingesting the idea of murder, slaughter. Even if you think that whatever it is you're eating was treated well, you have to know it had to die. And that has to affect you on a spiritual level. Just like knowing that people surrounding you are lying or cheating or stealing, that energy affects you. It's going to affect you spiritually, mentally, physically. And if you know that the creatures that you are eating in one way or another, or using their product, their byproducts, that has to affect you on a spiritual level. And most people don't even realize. But just like when you're surrounded by people who are very negative, think of what's going on in the world right now with the negativity everywhere, politics, wars. All of that affects us enough too. That's energy. The energy from those negative influences affect us in many, many ways, including our brain. And our brains are not just physical. Our brains are emotional, psychological, spiritual. One of the things Dr. Amen teaches is that there are four aspects of the brain. And those are the four things: physical, spiritual, psychological, and mental. So they all have to be healthy for us to have healthy brains and to be able to think and to make good decisions and to hold on to our precious memories.
Thank you, Kate. It's great that you are also a musician and sound therapist, vibroacoustic therapy in particular. How does all of that fit into a better brain?
We're back to the frequencies, right? So I was just saying about how negativity is a low frequency and it affects us in so many ways. Well, music, think of all the wonderful ways that music can make you feel better. When you're feeling kind of blue, put on some happier music, or when you need to contemplate, to put on some meditative music. It affects us on so many levels. But it's not just the music itself. It's just not the sound, the melody. It's not just the beat of the music. It's actually the frequencies. And that's where my work as a vibroacoustic therapist comes in, because we work on very specific frequencies. And we use devices that help the frequencies go right directly into our bodies. Those frequencies, there's one especially important called, it's 40 hertz. It'd be basically the low E on a piano. That 40 hertz has been shown in studies to actually improve brain function, even in people who are suffering from mild Alzheimer's. For people who have mild cognitive decline or objective cognitive decline, we have seen amazing work when they're exposed to this 40 hertz frequency for about 22 minutes a day over several weeks. So it can be like twice a week, over 5 to 6 weeks, their brain health scores can improve. Now, they still need to continue that if they want to continue the benefits of vibroacoustic therapy, but it can get better and better. The way to hold on to it is to also make the diet and do the exercise and do all the other things you need to do. So we can use specific frequencies for physical health, like improving the brain function of those who have Alzheimer's or mild cognitive decline. But we can also use other frequencies like 68 hertz. That helps people who are having anxiety and depression. So the music itself is one part, the frequency is one part, and then, of course, the intention. Healing always has the element of intention. So when I, as a sound therapist or a harp therapist or any sound therapist, our intention and the intention of the client has a big role in the healing, but all of that can contribute to a healthier brain.
We're listening to Kate Kunkel in Ecuador. Kate is a vegan nutritionist, author of the Healthy Brain series, a coach, and a Celtic harpist. You tuned into Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Molly Narrow in Worcester, Massachusetts. We'll be taking a short break, and then we'll continue our conversation with Kate Kunkel.
For much of my life, and certainly when I started playing the harp, I had two beautiful white wolf dogs, my best friends in the whole world, Timber and Kayla. And they used to love sitting by me as I would be practicing the harp. And when I first started playing, my background is in piano, of course. I started when I was 4, thanks to my mom. She made sure I had a piano when I was a real little girl. So I've been playing music all my life, but I'd never really written anything. No original music whatsoever. But these dogs inspired me. They were sitting right by the harp one night, and I looked at them and I thought, this is what real devotion is. They're sitting here listening to me practice. So I wrote this song for them, and it ended up on the CD that is actually in the Healing Sound of Music, the book that we're offering as part of this fundraiser. But this is called Gabriel's Lullaby, and it's an original tune by me for my dogs.
Gabriel's Lullaby by Kate Kunkel. Welcome back from the break. Thank you very much for joining us on Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlena, Massachusetts. and I am honored and thrilled that we are joined by Kate Kunkel. Thank you so much, Kate, once again for joining us on Vegan Nation.
Delighted to be here. Thanks, Marlene.
I'd like to ask you some more questions about a vegan diet being very impactful in better mental health for a better brain. Can you please elaborate?
Oh, yes. Yeah, so mental health is intimately tied to the health of our gut. A lot of people now have heard the name microbiome, and that really is a very important thing to know about. We need a healthy microbiome. A healthy brain is made in large part thanks to the gut. We are going to have a certain amount of stress that's going to come through from the gut. You know, we're going to experience it coming from the gut. That's where those butterflies come from. But those butterflies are actually the microbes in our body. They're actually sending messages. So we want to make a healthy gut to have a healthy brain, which makes that, which is then necessary to get good mental health. So all the things that we can do to improve our microbiome contribute to a healthier state of mental well-being. So, you know, it has everything to do with the stress hormones. It has everything to do with the neurotransmitters. So start with a healthy gut. How do you get a healthy gut? You feed it well, and we feed it probiotics, which are the things like fermented foods, sauerkraut, and kombucha tea and kefir water, those sorts of things are the probiotics. And we feed it prebiotics. That's where our healthy greens, our leafy greens, and our Jerusalem artichoke, that sort of thing. A lot of people who suffer from depression, actually, their depression lifts, and they are able to sustain a healthy state of mental health simply by changing their diet to get more fiber and to improve their microbiome with the proper whole food vegan diet.
Thank you, Kate. And what is it that makes you feel that a vegan diet is the best choice for a healthy brain?
Well, I really think that part of it is just the inflammation that is caused by any animal products. And when I say vegan, I also mean whole food vegan, because I don't think that it's a really good idea to incorporate a lot of processed foods. I know it is. I have no problem with it as a way of sort of transitioning from the standard diet that most people are in. So while I don't have a problem really with good oils, which some whole foods aficionados refuse to allow oils, I do, olive oil and avocado oil, that sort of thing. But I think steering away from animal products, firstly, the energy that is in those animal products does have an effect on our bodies in many ways, but also these poor animals, especially the factory farmed animals, are fed such terrible food and they're kept in such abysmal conditions that all of those toxins, I guess is what I'm thinking about, are sent through the food and that ends up in your body. You cannot have a healthy brain, a sharp brain, if your body is filled with toxins and saturated fats and the chemicals that are fed to these poor animals and that they're injected with. So I think a big part of it is inflammation. Another part is saturated fat. But I think to get the most benefit for your brain, when we clean out the diet, and that means from bad fats, from chemicals and drugs like antibiotics that are injected into these poor animals, we have a better chance of keeping our brains healthy and actually growing better brains. Neuroplasticity and neurogenesis are real, so we can do that with a good diet.
Thank you, Kate. And could you ad lib a little bit more on that in relation to the current trend in 2024 with many people involved who are not vegan, who are in the human freedom movement? They are saying that the factory farmed processes of agriculture is the problem, and so now they're taking it into their own hands and raising organic. they claim that that's healthy.
I absolutely disagree, because animals still excrete enzymes and hormones when they're about to be murdered, and that ends up in the product, bottom line. There's no nice way to kill something. So even if they are raised supposedly organically, supposedly in good conditions, they're still being murdered at the end of the game. And as far as eggs, you know as well as I, the egg industry and the dairy industry, even if they're raised, quote, organically, they are still exploiting the animals and taking their babies from them, the dairy cows for sure, and they're grinding up the male chicks. I don't care if it's organic. I don't care if it's in a supposedly, humane environment. They don't have any use for those male chicks. What happens to them? That's my point of view. So still that energy from the slaughter, that energy of being exploited, is still going to be in the food.
Thank you, Kate. Thank you. And I'd love to hear now the truth, because we've all been duped and hoodwinked into believing that we need milk and cheese, dairy products for calcium.
Fact is, dairy is acidic, and it leaches calcium out of the bones. So that whatever calcium is in that glass of milk, it can't replace the calcium that's stolen from your body by the milk. The only body for which milk does good is a cow, a baby cow, bottom line. That's who is supposed to get that milk. We can get calcium from so many places: kale, broccoli, figs, chia seeds, amaranth. I love amaranth. I use it a lot. We grow it here in Ecuador. Butternut squash. There are many, many sources of calcium that don't require you to rape and take the baby of a baby cow away from a mama cow.
Yes, yes, thank you. And on that note, where does protein come from?
Ah, yeah. And this is one thing right off the bat. Most people get too much protein. We don't need as much protein as they say we do. So that's number one. So most people, especially if they're like these bodybuilders that have to have protein for a stronger body, nonsense. We don't need that much protein, and it can interfere with the enzymes and so many other parts of other processes in our body. So protein comes from so many sources: broccoli, kale, peas, sweet potato, dates, grapes, nut butters, of course, tofu, tempeh, and tofu is not bad for you. Soy is not bad for you. Don't think you're going to get man boobs. You're not. Cashews, chia seeds. There are so many places we can get protein from. And if you're smart, you can, like a Buddha bowl is a perfect place. Some broccoli, some spinach, put in some special air fried tofu or something. I have so many wonderful recipes for tofu. Throw that in a Buddha bowl with some, quinoa. You couldn't have more protein, and it's all cruelty free and it's all clean. You want to always get non-genetically modified soybeans, right? Anything that you get from soybeans, you should try to make sure it's non-GMO, because that's a whole nother ballgame. But if you eat a healthy, whole foods, vegan diet, you can get more than enough protein. No need to get it from animal products.
Thank you. And what about omega-3?
Yeah, so omega-3 is really interesting, because, it's a big deal in the brain health space. Everybody says you have to have omega-3, and you absolutely do, to have a healthy brain. But it does not have to come from fish or, seafood. We can get omega-3 fatty acids from many sources, algae and flax.
We're listening to Kate Kunkel, who's joining us from Ecuador. We'll be taking a little musical interlude. Now we're listening to the piano music of Will Tuttle. From his album Animal Songs, this is The Fish Song. Thank you. Brain Health Matters. This is from Kate's website, brainhealthmatters.today. Our vision: we will one day see a world where people have taken the knowledge and the tools to actively control their mental health, improving their memory, and paving the way for cognitive excellence. Our mission: we will make dementia a rare and optional condition by reversing the idea that memory loss and cognitive decline are normal parts of aging. Together, we will make the pursuit of cognitive health not just a journey, but a transformative experience, an unwavering commitment to a life lived at its fullest potential.
We just have to remember why we're vegan. We're vegan because of the animals. That's the very nature of what vegan means, is compassion for the animals. And in my case, and for my clients, it's about being healthier and having a better brain.
Thank you, Kate. We're coming to a close in the interview for today. What additional messages do you have for our listeners? And then your contact information and your books and your programs for those who would like to learn more about you.
To everybody who's listening, we are not the only species that matters. All of the species, all of the animals matter. We are guardians in a way, but more importantly, we are protectors of all of these other species. We can start with every choice that we make when it comes to food. So that's number one. Number two is you have control of your health and you have control of your brain. Don't let for 1 minute think that you don't. You do. You have the power for a better brain, a better life. And my contact information, the best way to find me is at brainhealthmatters.today. That's where all of the information about my books, about the courses, about the coaching programs that I have, brainhealthmatters.today.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you for joining us on Vegan Nation and for all that you do.
Thank you so much. And I really appreciate your show and getting more people involved and out there with it.
Thanks. Much thanks to all our listeners for tuning into Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlena Massachusetts. Please join us again next week at the same time. You can hear this program again at vegansradio.com. Much thanks to my guest, Kate Kunkel, who joined us from Ecuador. She's also a Celtic harpist. Let's go out with her beautiful song. And this is Marlena Massachusetts, wishing you a safe and pleasant day.